Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
A White House readout of the Trump-Putin phone call did not indicate any commitment from Russia to the 30-day truce accepted by Ukraine last week. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Once again, a little cutie pie tops the list of the country's most popular dogs. ABC's Sherry Preston.
The American Kennel Club has just released the nation's top three dog breeds. Not a whole lot different from the last few years. The third most popular dog in America, the Golden Retriever. Number two most popular, the Labrador Retriever. And the most popular dog in the country these days is, once again, the French Bulldog.
Mexico City lawmakers vote overwhelmingly to ban violent bullfighting. This is ABC News. Louisiana's first execution in 15 years slated to take place today. The inmates' attorneys are hoping for an 11th-hour intervention. ABC's Jim Ryan.
Lawyers working on behalf of Jesse Hoffman Jr. have launched a barrage of court filings arguing that the method the state of Louisiana plans to use to put Hoffman to death, nitrogen hypoxia, is unconstitutionally cruel. Hoffman's last hope may be the U.S. Supreme Court, but the High Court last year declined to halt the nation's first nitrogen hypoxia execution.
Comedian Tracy Morgan doing okay after he says food poisoning was to blame for his upchucking on the court during Monday's Knicks Heat game. He posted a smiling photo from a hospital bed on Instagram, thanking fans for their concern and the cleanup crew at the Garden. He also suggested humorously that perhaps his health episode spelled good luck for the team. The Knicks went on to win over the Miami Heat 116-95. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel. Your American Family Insurance Agents. Insurance designed with you in mind. Cloudy and breezy tonight with a low of 37. Winds northeast 15 to 20. Rain tomorrow with some thunderstorms possible. Windy and wet, high 40. Winds northeast 20 to 30 with gusts up to 40. And rain flips to snow around 5 p.m. tomorrow night. Accumulations of 1 to 3 inches and a low of 23. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at 7 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 62 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Fire danger remains high for the WRCO listening area. The state has seen 68 wildfires in just the past week, burning 937 acres and counting. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo has more on the biggest blaze in the state in Green Lake County, which is in a very high fire danger.
In the town of Seneca, the Big Island Fire has burned an estimated 745 acres. Crews were dispatched to the White River Marsh State Wildlife Area right around 4:30 in the afternoon. And this is exactly when the winds were gusting up to 40 miles per hour, helping spread the fire, which is currently being held on the south side of County Road D. The Wisconsin DNR also says that there have been no injuries and that the fire is under investigation. No DNR or private-approved prescribed burn was in the area at the start of the fire. Other fires in Richfield and Princeton burned a total of 10 acres yesterday, as well as South and Westfield and Caledonia, fires were started from debris burning and spread fast, during multiple acres each. High grass and dead vegetation, paired with gusty and dry winds, can cause any fire to spread rapidly.
The DNR reported late this morning that the Big Island Fire in the White River Marsh State Wildlife Area in Green Lake County is now 100% contained. Six homes were evacuated and saved, and approximately 12 outbuildings were saved. No structures were lost, and there were no reported injuries. Senator Tammy Baldwin kicked off her hands-off Medicaid tour in La Crosse Monday. Baldwin is using the tour to hear from people directly affected by potential federal budget cuts to Medicaid. During the stop, Baldwin highlighted the programs covered by Medicaid and disputed the federal government's claim that the proposed cuts to Medicaid are intended to eliminate fraud. Baldwin called that claim misinformation and said Medicaid is helping families avoid additional medical debt. The University of Wisconsin Organ and Tissue Donation Program is recognized as one of the most successful organ procurement programs in the United States. The program, based in Madison, is dedicated to saving and improving lives through organ and tissue donation, while also supporting donor families with compassion and expertise. Their mission is to advocate for donors, donor families, and recipients while educating healthcare professionals and the public about the importance of organ and tissue donation. Melissa Meyer is a marketing strategist at UW Organ and Tissue Donation. She was on WRCO's morning show with Phil Nee.
What we urge people to think about is not ruling yourself out. People think, oh, I'm too old, or I drank too much, I smoked too much, I'm hard on my body, nobody would want my organs. And that's really not the case. You'd be surprised. There was a case last year where there was a 97-year-old donor who gave an organ to a 65-year-old recipient. So the science is leaping and bounding forward. The research is leaping forward. So we just ask people to don't rule yourself out. Like, leave that decision up to the medical professionals, right? Because you might be able to donate corneas and somebody who was blind can see now, right? There's all kinds of things. There's burn victims, skin. If you've ever had an ACL repair, that was probably donated tissue. So there's all sorts of ways that you can save lives and also improve people's lives through organ and tissue donation.
The UW Organ and Tissue Donation team collaborates with over 100 hospitals across Wisconsin, Michigan, and Illinois to facilitate donations. They manage the entire process for living and deceased organ donors, including evaluation, recovery, preservation, and providing organs for transplant research and education. They also work to increase the number of registered donors, as only 58% of Americans are currently registered, despite 95% supporting the idea.
Richland County has one of the lowest percentages of registrants in the state of Wisconsin. I think it's right around 54%, and that's low. Some of the highest areas have registration rates, and it's a percentage of adult population of as high as 74, 75, 76% of people make that legal decision and go on a registry and say, yes, I want to save a life. If I'm in a position where I could save a life through organ donation, I want to save a life. I'm giving my authorization now, so that it's one less thing for my family to think about if they're having that tough day.
Phil Nee also interviewed Dr. Fahad Aziz with UW-Madison's Transplant Medicine.
There are more than 100,000 people who are waiting for a kidney transplant. And let me tell you some more numbers, you know. And we, in this country, you know, transplant somewhere between 20 to 24,000 patients every year. So you can see a huge, you know, gap between the people who are in the need of a kidney and, you know, the number of people who get a kidney.
Meyer says her job is to save lives through organ donations. The generosity has a profound impact. One organ donor can save up to 8 lives and help 75 others. If you would like to become an organ and tissue donor, the process only takes a few seconds to help save someone's life. There are a number of ways to become a donor.
The unfortunate truth, not to be a downer, is that about 17 people every day die waiting for an organ. That's just the fact. There's a huge gap between available organs and the recipients or the people that are waiting on a recipient list for organs. So my job is to encourage everyone to become an organ donor, to register as an organ donor, either through your state, through the National Registry. In Wisconsin, we've got several ways that you can register. You can register at heroicdeed.com, like heroicdeed.com, or when you're getting your hunting, fishing, and trapping license, there's a checkbox there that you can register. This year, for the first time, on your state tax forms, and I know nobody likes to pay taxes, but when you sit down to do it, there is a checkbox on your Wisconsin state tax form where you can register as a donor. And then, of course, at the DMV, when you renew or get your driver's license, you can check a box and register as a donor.
Through February 24th, 608 Wisconsin taxpayers and spouses have checked the box to become organ donors. Families of donors can take comfort knowing their loved one's legacy will continue long after they are gone. You can also be a living donor.
Obviously, the highest percentage or highest match would be like a twin, donating to a twin, an identical twin, and family members and all of that. But you can also do, there's a voucher program. So let's say I want to give you one of my kidneys, but we're not a match. I can altruistically donate a kidney to whoever is the best match, and you get a voucher that, for lack of a better expression, moves you up in the list. That's definitely something that can be done as well. So, and blood, marrow, there's also, you can be a living liver donor. You can give part of your liver to someone and your liver actually regenerates. The technology is amazing of what people can do. And again, back to the, if you knew that you could save a life, would you?
If you would like to become a living donor, visit the UW Health webpage to initiate the process. A lawsuit has been filed in the death of two brothers who drowned in a retention pond in Sun Prairie. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the parents of 8-year-old Legend Sims and his 6-year-old brother Antoine filed the lawsuit against the city, school district, and a bus company. The young brothers fell through the ice last January after they got off the bus. The suit alleges officials knew the area where the students were being dropped off was dangerous and that children had been playing in the pond. The family has also lobbied the city to put up a permanent security fence around the pond. As part of the community health needs assessment process, the Richland Hospital and Clinics is hosting a free dinner and town hall meeting. This event will help TRHC gain insight into the health and wellness needs of the greater community and work to see if they are being met. This event is being held to identify and prioritize community health needs. Public participation is encouraged and vital to the success of the project. Findings from this discussion will also serve to fulfill both federal and state mandates. The free dinner and town hall will be held Thursday, March 20th from 5 to 6:30 at the Ramada White House in Richland Center. Those planning to attend are asked to RSVP by visiting the Richland Hospital and Clinics events page at richlandhospital.com.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. David Franklin Spiegel, 89 of Muscadet, died March 7th at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet, with military rites to be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym Wednesday from 10 until 10:45, when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the Mass and service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin or the Muscadet Sportsmen's League. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for David Franklin Spiegel, 89 of Muscadet. Dorothy A. Baker, 92 of Arena, died March 10th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home this evening from now until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dorothy A. Baker, 92 of Arena. Mary L. Ostrander, 72 of Boscobel, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Mary L. Ostrander, 72 of Boscobel. Donna Janine Reed, 91 of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, March 29th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, March 29th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the First Baptist Church. Donna Janine Reed, 91 of Richland Center. Bruce F. Kovars, age 63, died Thursday after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 3rd, from 1 to 5, at events at Castle Rock Rural Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Bruce F. Kovars, age 63. Brian L. Lawrence, 62 of Richland Center, died suddenly Friday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home of Richland Center is assisting the family of Brian L. Lawrence, 62 of Richland Center. Aloysius L. Al Bauer, 71 of Rural Plain, died Saturday at Orchard Manor Nursing Home in Lancaster following a battle with mesothelioma cancer. A celebration of life will take place at a later date. A private burial will be in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery in Loretto. Memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice Care, UW Carbone Cancer Center, or a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family of Aloysius L. Al Bauer, 71 of Rural Plain. Ruth Marie Hansen, 90 of Richland Center, died Saturday at Pine Valley Community Village. Graveside services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center for Ruth Marie Hansen, 90 of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Melissa Spiller and Henry Bissett had a daughter, Evelyn Roslyn Ray.
Richland Cattle Center is gearing up for another big sale this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at Ithaca. Each week, they start with baby calves, followed by open heifers. Milk cows sell around noon. Buyers can expect a strong lineup including fresh cows, first calf heifers, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby calves. All cattle can be viewed individually before the auction. Lactating cows are milked after the sale to ensure better udder health during transport. Trucking's available as well. Overnight care is also offered. Don't miss out. Head to Richland Cattle Center this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at Ithaca.
Gaines Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gaines Super Flings. Super-sized laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings laundry packs have 4 times the Oxi cleaning power and 3 times the Febreze freshness versus Gaines Original Liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings. For next level laundry.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a mild day today, high temperatures scraped the mid-60s, and now skies are partly sunny. Becoming cloudy tonight and breezy, lows will fall to the upper 30s, and winds will start to gust around 25 miles per hour. And by tomorrow, the whip.
as they're expected to gust around 40 miles per hour, especially in the afternoon. It'll be a windy and wet day, with rain starting early in the morning, ramping up throughout the afternoon, and some thunderstorms are also possible. And right now, the Storm Prediction Center has us in a marginal risk for them to turn severe. Hail and high winds look to be the risks. Otherwise, tomorrow, highs will climb above freezing, hit 40 degrees. Meanwhile, a snowstorm is hitting up north. It's expected to hit Eau Claire, Wausau, and in towards the Rhinelander area, where accumulations will be well over a half of a foot and nearing 1 foot. Here for us, we have the rain flipping to snow around 5 o'clock, and our accumulations look to be light, around 1 to 3 inches or so. It'll wind down late at night, and then for Thursday, it'll be crisp and sunny, with highs in the low 40s. Melting away all of the snow that fell, we will become cloudy again on Friday, with scattered light rain in the afternoon and highs in the low 50s. We drop a little cooler for Saturday, sliding to the mid-40s under partly sunny skies. It'll be a dry and comfortable day. We stay stuck to the mid-40s for Sunday, too, as another storm system strikes. It'll bring overcast and breezy conditions by Sunday morning, rain by the afternoon, flipping to snow late afternoon, laying down potentially another 1 to 3 inches. It should kick on out of here late Sunday night, but of course, a few flurries could still linger early Monday morning. By the afternoon, clouds will start to clear and highs will be stuck in the upper 30s. Now, that is exactly where our temperatures should be this time of the year, upper 30s, low 40s, somewhere around there. Not so much the 60s like we felt today. With the big spikes and drops in temperatures, it's all because of these storm systems. And of course, with overnight lows falling below freezing, anything wet will refreeze at night, becoming ice in the morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy and 62 degrees after a high today of 64 and a morning low of 29. Yesterday's high was 60 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2012 is 80 degrees with a record low of 8 below set back in 1923. Last year's high was 38 with a low of 25. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:11. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:07. Winds are out of the south-southwest at 9 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.98, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 62 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Phil Nee has more all-conference news today.
The Ridge and Valley All-Conference wrestling team has been recognized by the league. First-team All-Conference for the boys, Haley Yatkin at 106, Jaron Grimsled, North Crawford Seneca, 113, 120, Aiden Grudenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, 126, Lucas Orloff, Peck Argyle, and Ithaca Weston's Hunter Moe at 132, Landon Sanders of DeSoto at 138, Thomas Sprosty of North Crawford Seneca at 144, Ashton Bennett, Ithaca Weston 150, DeSoto's Trenton Baldwin at 157, also 165, Nolan Waldner, Ithaca Weston, Seth Greeno, DeSoto at 175, Caden Coleman, Ithaca Weston at 190, Justin Obert, DeSoto at 215, and Bennett Coder of Kickapoo LaFarge at 285. Second team boys, all conference wrestling, Carrick Thompson, Ithaca Weston at 113, Gavin Wilkins, North Crawford Seneca, 120, Kanoa Rogers, DeSoto at 126. Luca Appleby, Kickaboo LaFarge at 132. And teammate Brenton Ewing at 138. Derek Franzen, Ithaca Weston, 144. Cale Koenig, River Ridge, 150. Will Dasher, 157 for Pecatonica Argyle. Peyton Krager, DeSoto at 165. Deacon McDonough of Ithaca Weston at 175. At 190, Keegan Colden, DeSoto, and Braden Peterson of 285 from DeSoto. The boys sportsmanship team, Lakota Webster, DeSoto, Sam Noble, North Crawford, Seneca, Emery Simerson, River Ridge, Peck Argyle's Tucker Bethke, and Riley Frederick of Kickaboo LaFarge. The first team all-conference girls wrestling teams from the Ridge and Valley Conference. Luca Gross, Kickaboo LaFarge at 100. Haley Atkin, DeSoto, 107. Emerson Miller, Kickaboo LaFarge at 114. Teammate Madison Glass at 120. And Greta Lanares of Kickaboo LaFarge at 126. North Crawford, Seneca's Frankie Groom at 132. Maddie Townsend at 138 for Kickaboo LaFarge. North Crawford, Seneca's Harper Gagas, Kickaboo LaFarge with a couple of wrestlers in a row, 152, Mara Hubley and Maddie Wojcik at 165, Kaylee Manning at 185 for Ithaca Weston, and Zoe Logue of North Crawford Seneca at 235. Second team all-conference girl wrestlers, Livian Starkey of North Crawford Seneca at 114, Ithaca Weston's Jewel Groskoff at 120, Grace Anderson, Kickaboo LaFarge, and Lorelei Young, her teammate, at 138 and 152, respectively. Cassidy Atkins of DeSoto at 185, and Daisy Nemec, 235, also for Kickaboo LaFarge. The 2024-25 Coaches of the Year, Chad Johnson, DeSoto for the boys, and Leah Gutkenecht, Kickaboo LaFarge, for the girls. The girls' sportsmanship team was made up of Cassidy Atkins, DeSoto, Kaylee Manning, Ithaca Weston, Livian Starkey of North Crawford Seneca, and Emerson Miller, Kickaboo LaFarge. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Someone once said, all of my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips. Schwartz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwartz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
And currently in spring training baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers are trailing the Seattle Mariners by a score of 9-3 in the top of the ninth inning. And you can hear the remainder of the game right now on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Once again, the Mariners are leading the Brewers 9-3 in the top of the ninth inning. The good news for the Brewers is the early 2025 Major League Baseball schedule won't force them to use a fifth starter until April 2nd. The oblique strain Tobias Myers suffered on Saturday will test the team's depth. Team doctor says Myers could be back by the end of April. Manager Pat Murphy has candidates that like rookie Logan Henderson and a few others. The way the schedule is currently set up, Milwaukee would need four starts from its fifth starting pitcher before Myers returns, and that return date isn't guaranteed. Milwaukee infielder Joey Ortiz will move over from third base to shortstop as the Brewers alter their as they alter their infield, I should say, following Willy Adames' departure. One of the Brewers' main concerns this spring was how they would handle the shortstop position. Adames had filled that role the last 3.5 seasons before signing a 7-year, $182 million contract with the San Francisco Giants. The Brewers were pondering whether to give the job to Ortiz or have Bryce Terang move over from second base. Brewers manager Pat Murphy settled the matter yesterday by telling reporters that Ortiz would be the shortstop. And the Packers reportedly haven't given up on the idea of trading standout cornerback Jaire Alexander. ESPN reports that Alexander is available, but the Green Bay front office is waiting to see if other teams will come knocking. ESPN insider Rob Domofsky says the Packers want to get something done before next month's 2025 NFL draft. The team could ask Alexander to take a pay cut, but the 28-year-old star wouldn't be open to that. He has played only in 14 of Green Bay's last 34 games. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
This week, it's a joy to announce this year's Okooch Mountain Humane Society Cat Mascot of the Year is Montana, a lovely 1-year-old black and white tuxedo cat. Last year, Montana was a resident of OMHS Shelter, but she is now the adopted feline companion of Megan Miller. Montana loves her new forever home and especially enjoys playing with her feline sibling, Dutton, who, according to their adoptive mom, has become Montana's constant shadow. In addition to playing with Dutton, Montana also enjoys lounging on her window perch and playing with her favorite sponge, a teaser, and bird toys. Congratulations on being named Cat Mascot of the Year, Montana. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Looking for a job that's as unique as the house on the rock? They need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Soybeans are lower Tuesday.
corn, cattle, and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were lower. The trade continues to monitor harvest activity in South America and the growing supply of soybeans hitting the global market. Export demand for U.S. beans has slowed down, with China focused on Brazil. May soybeans are 2¾ lower at 10.12¾. July was down 2¾ at 10.26½. May bean meal is $4.40 lower at $2.99.90, and May soybean oil is 44 points higher at $42.54. Corn was mixed, watching development weather in South America, with Brazil's second crop almost fully planted. Stateside, there are some concerns about dry conditions in the western Corn Belt ahead of planting. May corn was down 2¼ at 4.58¾. July was 2 lower at 4.68. And wheat was mixed. Chicago took profits, while Kansas City and Minneapolis were watching weather in the U.S. plains and just generally kind of consolidating. A potential end to Russia's war in Ukraine is a continued question mark. May Chicago was down 3½ at 5.65. May Kansas City was up 3/4 at 6.06¼. May Minneapolis wheat was a penny lower at 6.14 a bushel. Live and feeder cattle were mixed at a widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on how that might be shaping up in a moment. April live is up 35 at 205.37. June was down 7 at 201. April feeder cattle were 35 higher at 284.55. May was 5 cents lower at 285.25. And over in the hog pit, they were mixed, mostly lower on a combination of spread trade, profit taking, and the weak midday pork. The steady to higher cash during the session was largely ignored. April lean was down 47 cents at 87.60. The May contract was down $1.25 Tuesday at 90.20. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's an unsurprisingly quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity Tuesday. Bids were elusive. Asking prices were at $205 plus live in the south, but were not established in the north. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. Box beef closed higher on solid demand for moderate off ranks. Choice up 216 at 323.32. Select closed $1.33 higher at 309.23. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up about 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed firm with a large negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 23 cents. With a weighted average of 88.28, the Iowa-Minnesota had no comparison. The Western Corn Belt was 16 cents higher. Both had a weighted average of 88.21. Pork values closed sharply lower, down 201 at 95.64. And estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down nearly 2,500 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Attention cattle producers! Red Fest is coming up this Sunday, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. Come early to check out 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. Now is the time to register to bid online at Cattle USA or DV Auction. For complete details on all the top genetics, visit redfestsale.com. Now get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you this Sunday at Red Fest.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the work the Trump administration is doing to address highly pathogenic avian influenza is working.
The market reacted very positively to being bold, to having a big plan, to investing where it matters in biosecurity especially. And we've seen the prices come down in the wholesale market 44% than when they peaked in February.
More news coming up next on Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Megan Kruhl from Lancaster High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Megan is a three-sport athlete, volleyball, basketball, and track and field. She's in FFA, Future Business Leaders of America, and the Environmental Club.
We've been starting to build like plant starter kits for families and then like herb starter kits so we can keep in our kitchens. And then we've also given plants to teachers' rooms just to keep the air purified.
Megan helps with a family farm now in its sixth generation.
I've been surrounded by agriculture my whole life. I've loved growing up around animals and just the earth. It makes me feel so centered and just knowing that I'm a part of something bigger than myself.
She plans to run track at Winona State University and wants to be a physical therapist.
I've had a lot of injuries throughout my sports career, and just seeing the way that they've worked with me and how much they helped me, I want to be able to do that for somebody else.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
USDA is releasing the first $10 billion in emergency commodity assistance program funds starting Wednesday. In a call with reporters Tuesday, Deputy Undersecretary Brooke Appleton said this is part of the $30 billion in ad hoc and disaster relief assistance authorized through the American Relief Act.
This is kind of the first step of that. There's another $20 billion that we are working through to provide disaster assistance for weather events for calendar years 23 and 24.
The U.S. EPA has started its process to revamp the Waters of the U.S. rule. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin told a group of Missouri farmers there's one way the new Waters of the U.S. rule will hold the test of time.
S-A-C-K-E-T-T. It is a clear, simple, prescriptive definition. It is clear guidance from the United States Supreme Court.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Farmers in Europe and the U.S. have been sharing their experiences and learning the differences and the similarities they share. Mark Stubb from England recently visited Michigan farmers to discuss wheat and his success with UK's Yield Enhancement Network. We'll hear from him next on today's Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
British farmer Mark Stubb credits several crop-specific Yield Enhancement Network programs for nearly doubling his wheat yields, and he was at the Michigan Wheat Program annual meeting to compare notes.
My journey started 15 to 20 years ago, where our yields were half to what they are today, and I started off by doing a cultural change from mobile plow to minimal till, so a yield benefit straight away from that. And then I started to incorporate cover crops into things to try and improve my soil health. And then we introduced manures and cover crops to increase soil health. My organic matters have increased from 0 to 1 to now 10% organic matter. But I'm on a clay soil. My soil pH is 8. So the manures, I try and use sulfur and manures to get my pH down to 7.5. My growing season's maybe a month less, but then you have a huge dormancy season of now where you're just coming out of these extreme cold weathers, which we don't get these really extreme weathers now. So looking at a lot of the wheat now, it looks brown, whereas our wheat back home is still looking green. My yields come from a feed variety, and your yields done on the milling variety. And I've looked back while I've been over here and learning a lot from you people, that if we did like for like milling wheat against your milling wheat, some of your top growers are doing better than we are in the UK. But on average, you are on par with us in the UK for yield for milling wheat. Your feed wheat price is 50% less than your milling wheat price, whereas our premium for milling wheat is only 10% more than feed wheat. So we go for high yielding feed wheat to fill our bioethanol markets, our export market, and also our home market, which is mainly feeding poultry and pigs.
That's Mark Stubb, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down. Forecast calling for some more of the same. Well, I can't fix that, but I can fix a dream. I turn on Fox News and then CNN, but it's the same dang thing all over again. The world's in the toilet and the market's in the tank. Well, I can't fix that. No, but I can fix a drink, pour it on ice, mix it on up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling, I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make it fruity, or I can make it strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. Put it to your lips, take a little sip, and tell me what you think. Yeah, I can fix a drink. Say you got a broken phone and a broken heart. The boss is on your back and your truck won't start. None of your friends wanna listen to Hank. Well, I can't fix that. No, but I can fix a drink, pour it on ice, mix it on up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling, I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make it fruity, or I can make it strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. Put it to your lips, take a little sip, tell me what you think. Yeah, I can fix some drink. I don't know what's going on with you, but if you got some cheap whiskey and some Mountain Dew, Malibu, Cuervo, Coke in a cup, brother, I can hook you up. I can fix a drink, pour it on ice, mix it on up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling, I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make
strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. Put it to your lips, take a little sip, and tell me what you think. Yeah, I can fix a thing. Yeah, I can fix a thing.
That was Chris Jansen with Fix a Drink, and good evening. I'm Tim Thede, hoping each and every one of you are having a great Tuesday evening. Right now at 5:49, our temperature is 61 degrees with winds out of the west-southwest at 8 miles per hour. What a great day it was outside. Hopefully you got to get out and enjoy some of this nice weather. Sun is still out there, so you can get out and enjoy the rest of this day. It is going to get down to 37 tonight, and then tomorrow, well, a little different. 40 for a high tomorrow, and a lot of wind, a lot of rain, and possibly some thunderstorms, and then supposed to switch over to snow in the evening. Possibly 1 to 3 inches of snow is expected. So we'll see what happens. And that's, you should be especially careful with that snow, because with the temperatures in around the 40s or lower, a little lower, it's going to down to, well, actually, when it turns to snow, it's going to get down to 23. So once it gets down to that, it's going to be more of a slushy snow. So be careful no matter what, wherever you're going. We'll see what happens as it gets closer. Who knows? Maybe we won't get as much as they're predicting. And just wanted to let you know that tonight, the City of Richland Center has scheduled a controlled burn. And this was the burn that was supposed to happen last night, but because of the high winds, it's being held this evening. That's going to be at 6 o'clock. As long as weather permits, residents in the area where it's being burned at, which is down by the Pine River, they may see smoke and flames during this time. Please do not be alarmed, as trained personnel will be monitoring the burn to ensure safety.
This Saturday, March 22nd, competitors will gather at Wisconsin Riverside Resort for the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Cornhole Tournament. Registration begins at 10 a.m. The bags start flying at 11. Teams can enter for $20, and participants are encouraged to bring their own bags and a partner. For those without a teammate, organizers will assist in pairing up players. Pre-registration is recommended, and if interested, call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156. Proceeds from this event go towards the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship, which supports River Valley High School graduates pursuing vocational or technical college. With a great cause behind the competition, players and spectators alike can expect a fun and meaningful day at Wisconsin Riverside Resort this Saturday, March 22nd.
You'll love an A&W Root Beer Float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Looking for a rewarding career with a global leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings for all shifts, including production positions with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on day one. Stop by in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for interviews and facility tours at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. Join Cardinal CG today and be a part of the future of glass innovation.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
100.9 WRCO. She already got the Wranglers on, buck knife cut way above the knee. She already got the hang turned on, two-piece peeking out of mossy oak tee. I got the windows down, she got me tied up in the cab of this K5 fixer-up. Set cold next to the waiters. My baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready any itty with some acres. Little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her pulling through the pasture, all cat backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it when I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of a Georgia farm. Let her roots run wild and free. And wrap her up in my arms. Let her love shine flavor. She about to blow a back 40 breaker, yeah, cause my baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready any itty with some acres. A little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her pulling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it when I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of some acres, yeah.
You can tell the world and joke about me on the phone. You can tell my arms go back into the phone. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Or you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips they won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaking heart. I just
understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. You can tell your mom I moved to Arkansas. You can tell your dog to bite my leg. Or tell your brother Cliff, whose fist can tell my lip, he never really liked me anyway. Or tell your Aunt Louise, tell anything you please, the self already knows I'm not okay. Or you can tell my eyes to watch out for my mind, it might be walking out on me today. Achy, breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. Don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man.